We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Mila, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zal labels this next piece Hilchos Avodim, because even though we're going to be talking about the topic of circumcision, we're going to be talking about circumcising a servant, a slave, an Eved Knani. V'zeh Bechinas Mitzvahs Milas Avodim. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why there is a mitzvah for a Jew to circumcise his Eved Knani. Ki ho Eved hu kinyan kasboi. An Eved is an acquisition that somebody acquires with money. That's the term that's used in the Chumash, in the Gemara, kinyan kasboi, something acquired with money. Alkein mechuyev lemoiloi. And this is why we're obligated to circumcise him. Lahavir ha'orla mekinyan kasboi, to remove the orla from this thing that I acquired with money. Ki ikar mitzvah smilo lahavir ha'orla mibsar kodesh hu kedei lahavir ulavatel achizas zuamas hanochosh mehaguf. The concept behind the mitzvah of milo is that we're trying to remove this impurity from the holy flesh in order to remove the hold of the snake on the body. The snake represents the Satan, the Yetzirah, the tumah, and we want to be able to remove its grasp on the Jew, on the person's body, kedei sheyistakein haguf, so that the body should be perfected. And the body should be a vessel that's ready and capable of receiving the light that shines forth from the Rishimu of the Bitul. We spoke earlier about Bitul, about a person nullifying themselves to Hashem, nullifying themselves and thereby elevating themselves to a very, very high level and connecting there. And we mentioned that when the person comes down from there, even though they're leaving the place of this very bright light, they still retain a little bit of it. Like when you put oil in a glass and you empty the oil, the glass holds on to a film of that oil. That's called the reshimu of this bitul. So we want to ready our bodies to be capable of receiving that reshimu from the bitul. Kikol Brias Odom Hoyo begin the Ishtamoidoinle, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that man was created to be able to recognize Hashem. Loda Sulahakiroy Seizborach, in order to understand and recognize and realize the existence of Hashem. Veikara Hayidia Mimeni Yisborach Nimshach Haidea Bitolanal Barotsoy Vashoiv. And the most effective way that a Jew gets to know about Hashem and to realize Hashem's existence and to feel Hashem's presence is through this bitul. When a person is zeicher to detach themselves and unplug themselves completely from the physical materialistic world and thereby connect to the spiritual realm, and to do it barotzoi vashoiv, in a manner where the person goes up but then comes down also, returns also. Shayidei horishimu hanal meirin lahadas, through what that remainder, through what remains from the bitul, we're able to shine into our brains, ki Hashem hu elokim, that Hashem is the master of everything, v'chuloi toiv, and that Hashem is all good, and that everything that I'm going through is completely, totally for my good. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, ukemavur besoif hatoyranal, and as Rabbi Nasal explains at the end of chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, al maimar chachomenuzal regarding the statement in the Gemara, osid hakodesh baruch hu lasois mochoy letzadikim losid lovoi, that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to make a circle for all the tzadikim, a circle for them to dance in together. V'chol echod mare be'etzboi, and each and every one of them going around this circle is going to point with their finger. Va'omer, and they're going to say, Zeh Hashem, that's Hashem, Kivinu Lo, that's the one that we were hoping for and yearning for. Umishom, and Rabbi Nizal explains that pasuk, showing how it relates to our topic of Bitul and the coming back from the Bitul. Umishom kol ha-Torah nimsheches kanal. And it's from there, from that experience of the Bitul, that the person is zoche to draw the Torah onto themselves. Ve'ikar klal kol ha-Torah v'amitzoysu kedei l'kadesh ha-guf sheyeh kli mukhsho l'kabal or ha-shimu kanal. And the main purpose of the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs is to enable us to purify and sanctify our bodies so that they should become a vessel that's ready and capable of receiving that Oyer Horeshimu. Ki kishaguf pogum al yidei eiz aveira chas v'shalom, because when the person's body is spiritually defective as a result of a sin that the person committed, azai eino yochoy levat latzmai koroi, then that person cannot nullify himself totally to the spiritual world. And even if the person tries very hard, they try their hardest, and they do nullify themselves, they do detach themselves from the physical materialistic world, hurak kerega kala, it's only berega kala, it's only for a small moment, a short moment. And then when a person comes back down from this bitul experience, ein haguf yochoy lekabel oyer horeshimu, the person's body, his physical body, is incapable of receiving and holding on to the light that he's supposed to retain from that bitul, machmas pegomoy, because of the sin that he committed. Because of the sin that he committed. Vazai choylef va'oivar mimenu horeshimu miyad. So that what happens is, even though this person had this bitul experience, they went to this very high place, when they're coming back down now, that the reshimu, what they're supposed to be able to hold on to, leaves them immediately. V'shoycheach bo yisporah chas v'shalom, and the person forgets Hashem. Al kain, that's why Tzivonu Hashem Yisborach kol mitzvos haTorah. Hashem commanded us to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, kedei lekadesh gufeinu al yodom, to purify and sanctify our body through these mitzvahs, kedei shenuchal lekabel horeshimu hanal, so that we should be able to receive and accept and hold on to the reshimu from the bitul, ulekashra begufeinu heitev, and to bind it to ourselves very tightly, in order to retain it well, velizkor bo yizborach tomid, and to be able to remember Hashem always, based on that experience that we had and what we're retaining from it. V'alkein be'emes ikur shleimus hasogas elokus yizborach zoichin rak hatzadikim hagdoilim shekitshu atzmon koroi. Based on what we're saying here, you can understand that that to be zoiche, to real, complete understanding of Hashem, only the greatest of tzaddikim who have purified themselves properly, v'sosmu v'otzmu eneim echezu dayalma legamri, and they've succeeded in closing their eyes totally to the materialism of this world, and they are pure and holy and completely separated from all the materialistic and physical desires of this world, afilu shel heter, even those things that are permissible, they try to avoid. They try to have as little contact as possible with the physical world, ad tachlis kitzei ho'achroim, and they take this to the furthest limit that they possibly can. V'rak heim zoichin lahasoga selukus, they're the only ones who are really zoiche to a true, deep understanding of Hashem and connection to Hashem, al yidei horeshimu shel habitul kanal, via what they retain from the bitul experience, from every time they go to that very, very high aliyah. Why? Machmas shegufam zach ma'oid ma'oid lekabel oyer horashimu b'shleimus koroi v'kanal. Because their bodies are very, very pure and are thereby suitable to receive the light of that reshimu and to retain it perfectly well. Avla Hashem Yisborach chomal aleinu. However, Hashem took pity on the rest of us, those who are not the greatest tzaddikim. V'nosan lanu es ha-toyroa al yidei Moshe, and Hashem gave us the Torah via Moshe, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Sha'idei zeh yochoel kol echod lizgor bo Yisborach, which gives every one of us the ability to remember Hashem. Al yidei she'ekayim mitzvah ha-toyroa al kol ponim, by at least fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, Shaideze Miskadesh Gufoi, by doing that, we purify our bodies, the Yochoi Lakabel Eze Hisnoitzitzutz Mehazricho Shel Roshimu Kanal, and we're able to receive at least a little bit of light from that light that's shining from the Roshimu, from what remains after the Beetle experience. Kefi Madregoso, each one on his level, relevant to the level that the person's on, kifi kiyumo yes ha-Torah, and based on to the degree that the person is zoche to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah.